This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we're going to be visiting with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. During our July update, Don said the proposed lockbox amendment to the Illinois Constitution had been certified. When we last talked in June, the amendment was still pending, but now voters can expect to see it at the top of their ballots in November.
Since we last spoke, pretty much things have been certified. It will be on the ballot. It will be the first item on the November ballot. And people should be expecting an informational campaign to be coming up pretty quick because of the fact that they want people to understand what the initiative is and what the proposed amendment says. It's very much like what the state of Missouri has done. It is a proposed constitutional amendment that says that basically that all that motor fuel tax money, all that money that goes into the funds, the road funds, must be used for highway construction, repair, transportation-related purposes. The state of Illinois has been notorious for sweeping money out of that road fund to be used for non-highway purposes. For example, I mean, the last 10 years, over $6 billion has been raided out of the road funds to be used for anything else but transportation purposes. In other words, you know, $6 billion would have gone a long way, you know, in terms of repairing bridges, repairing the interstate highways, money that would go to state highways, money that would trickle down to local jurisdictions so that they would be able to improve their local infrastructure. But instead, it's gone into this big black hole of state government, and that's, you know, last 10 years. Now, this is a habit that's gone on a lot longer than that, but, I mean, that's just an example of what we've seen in the last 10 years. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, truth in taxation is not the case here. And, people who spend, they pump their gas, they think, well, you know, all this money that's in taxes that I'm putting into the gas tank is going to go for fixing my roads. Well, it doesn't. And that's what we're trying to take care of. State of Missouri passed their proposed constitutional amendment a few years ago, and it's done what it said it will do. It is preserve that money. And a lot more money in the state of Missouri goes for highway construction, road repairs, bridge repairs, and other transportation-related programs.
And according to Don, if passed, the amendment is only going to mean good things for Illinois residents and their roadways.
It's not going to cost you any more money, but it's going to save you money because, you know, once we've taken the money and start fixing the roads and the potholes and the bridges and everything like that, you know, it keeps your car from getting beat up. It saves you time. You know, these ideas. And, you know, downstate we're worried very much about the roads and the bridges because that's basically how we move. In the Chicago metropolitan area, down in St. Louis, East St. Louis area, the Metro East area, bi-state, and other mass transit areas, you know, they get a piece of the road fund too. So the mass transit agencies all, you know, think it's a great idea because for them too, it just means, hey, if we get more money to subsidize our programs, then it means, you know, less of a need to, you know, raise more money at the fare box. You go in the Chicago area, the RTA and the CTA, you know, they move, you know, hundreds of thousands of people every day. We don't think about it that much, you know, here in central Illinois. But even down in the Metro East area, you know, people depend on mass transit and, you know, the road fund, you know, money from the road fund goes for that also. So it's important.
Another win for the transportation sector was the passing of transportation funding by the General Assembly for a full year, not just 6 months like the rest of the state within the stopgap budget. Although the funds were appropriated, Don made a good point by saying that the election will give us a good picture of where the state's headed for the next couple of years.
Illinois DOT had told its contractors that if the General Assembly had not or would not fund a transportation plan by June 30th, that all operations would stop. In other words, no one would be working on these roads that have been, you know, been half worked on, but they would just stop, walk away from the project. The message was loud and clear. Pass it. The money's there. See, the money is there. And the fact is, all they had to do was to appropriate it, take, you know, a vote to say, okay, we're going to spend the money. So they did that. And the good part about it is that they funded it for the full year. Now, the rest of state government is operating under what they call a stopgap budget. That's a six-month budget, which means everyone's going to come back after the elections, and we're going to start this fight over all over again, how to fund the rest of state government. And, there's been plenty of fireworks going on over that. Well, we're going to have some more fireworks when they come back from after the election. And I think that it's going to probably set the tone because, you know, the big thing is that, this is a crucial election in terms of where's the state going to go in the next couple of years.
And once again, that Illinois transportation update comes from the executive vice president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. According to this week's state crop report, warm temperatures and timely rains kept crops in good condition over the last week. Statewide, the average temp was around 76 degrees, and that was only 2 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1 1/10 inch, and that was about 3/10 inch above normal. There were 4 days suitable for field work during the week ending July 31st. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 5% short, 84% adequate, and 10% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 6% short, 86% adequate, and 7% surplus. Corn silking had reached 97% compared to 93% last year, and corn dough was at 38% compared to 42% for the 5-year average. Corn condition rated 1% very poor, 2% poor, 14% fair, 57% good, and 26% excellent. Soybeans blooming were at 85% compared to 79% last year, and soybean setting pods had jumped to 51%. Soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 4% poor, 17% fair, 56% good, and 21% excellent. In other news, the GMO labeling bill passed by Congress and signed into law last week puts labeling efforts into a holding pattern while the U.S. Department of Ag works on the rulemaking process. Senate Bill 764, the compromise labeling bill, was among several bills signed by President Obama on Friday. It directs the Secretary of Ag to establish a national mandatory bioengineered food disclosure standard. The bill allows USDA 2 years to complete the rulemaking process, effectively postponing any labeling requirements until the rulemaking is complete. However, USDA may choose to rush the rulemaking process in the final months of the Obama administration. The bill also preempts state laws, such as the one in Vermont, that prompted the discussion on a national level. It's estimated that 75% to 80% of the U.S. food supply includes genetically engineered ingredients, according to Forbes. While the Food and Drug Administration has said GMOs are safe for consumption, pro-labeling groups argue that safe or not, consumers have a right to know what's in their food. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.